Welcome to a Record Store Day special for Idle Hands Podcast. Welcome back, Terry.
Yes, good. Welcome, Michael. I'm looking forward to it, to Record Store Day, as always. Doesn't seem a year since it came around before.
I know. Do you know this is the ninth time that we have done Record Store Day in Aberdeen?
Wow. Okay. Well, I was looking yesterday and I found photographs. I had photographs of 2015.
Yeah, that's the first year.
I had photographs of that, actually. And I remember, I was at the back of the queue. I had a queue, I think, that year. And I was at the back of the queue and I bought some weird shit. I can't remember what it was now, but I don't remember thinking it was a bit strange. I got there with all that was left. So, anyway.
I think you just made that up because I'm pretty sure you helped us on the first year in the shop.
No,
pretty sure you did.
Was there not someone's dad in to help?
Yeah, that was Gillian's dad. Yeah.
Yeah. So I wasn't helping that year. No, I came in.
No.
Yeah.
No. And then you took over after that, didn't you? I had this kind of. I was thinking, same crew with Terry. We'll find something for Terry to do, but he basically elbowed his way in right out of the heart of the thing.
No comment. I just want to make sure I was first in the list. How would you describe it to people who've never been before or ever? Because obviously there's people who turn up who are not sure of the format. I know you're going to explain that anyway.
It's the same every year. I suppose probably it's become more noticeable in the last 3 or 4 years because the crowd attending the event has changed quite a bit. You know, you've got a lot more young folk coming in who are getting interested in collecting records. And obviously you've had some, key releases generally associated with Record Store Day ambassadors like Taylor Swift is the obvious example. So these are people that, you may not see from one end of the year to the other in the shop, Terry, and then they just suddenly arrive en masse for Record Store Day because it's the only place that they can get some of these releases,
Yeah, but it's a good thing. I think it does raise, obviously that's a nice day for the record stores. And as you say, it's an independent record store, so it's not going to be HMV or Amazon or anywhere. It is purely independent record store day stuff. And there's a lot of great releases get done, but it's just that format. I remember one year, I can't remember who it was, someone turned up with their mum, I think, to look for something. And then the mum was quite a bit grumpy that we only had one of it.
Yeah.
And we explained that, and I think she was going to go look for it somewhere else, but that's there's only so many of each one, obviously. So.
Yeah, I think the modern consumer expects to get what they want, and with limited releases, a bit like, I suppose, if you went down to a Nike store when they were doing a special release of trainers, not everybody's going to get them there either, so it's are pretty committed and will get out of their bed early and are prepared to freeze their nuts off for a couple of hours to generally get what they want.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a good point because people do, the number of times you turn up and people are there from potentially, 5 o'clock in the morning probably.
We expect the first people to arrive somewhere between 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. And generally what happens is that there's a couple of guys who they're nearly trying to outdo each other. They park up in the cars and basically wait for somebody else to arrive. And then they get out of their car as quick as they can so that they've nabbed the first spot,
But I think that's part of the fun of the day. It is unusual. Like you say, there are trainer shoe shop stuff that will do limited edition stuff, but I think it's such a big day that people they make a bit of an event of it, and obviously COVID kind of impacted that a little bit. At the time ended up having 3 record store days, I think in 2020 or 3.
That was partly down to delays at the sort of pressing plants. They had to observe social distancing as well, so it had an impact on how quickly they could bang out the records. So thankfully we don't have that problem this year. There's maybe just a handful of releases have dropped out of the list that was originally announced. And it's probably a slightly shorter list than in previous years, but not by very much. There's still, you know, multiple hundreds of releases. So was there any ones in particular that stood out for you, Terry?
Well, I did send you a list of things, but the ones that I made a note of some interesting ones today, actually. I was going through the list, and one of the ones that always got me, and again, I think I can't remember which year it was, a young lad came in with his dad, and he walked up to the counter. I wasn't sure what he was going to be asking for, and it was the Doctor Who releases.
Yeah.
So I went and checked today, and there is a Doctor Who, The Amazing World of Doctor Who, which is another release for that. So I think that's amazing. These people, this young lad, and it was, you know, I don't know, he was maybe 11 or maybe younger, but you know, this was all he wanted. There wasn't anything else. That was the thing he was looking for, which was amazing. But I think this year, the Dark Horse, right? And I'm not sure he ordered anything, so could be Bluey.
Yeah.
Is it Dance Models, a song? But.
Also, yeah, I have had a few people have asked for it, so we will have a few copies of it. It's kind of difficult sometimes, Terry, you know, that there's obviously a couple of hundred releases to choose from, and you know, unfortunately we can't take in everything.
No, it's not
sensible to do that, because you need to kind of base what your stock in the shop is on hopefully what people are going to walk out the door with. So yeah, that one we have ordered a few of. I'd say, you know, most people's lists were kind of, you can nearly tell by the age of the customer what kind of stuff they were going to be in the market for. So for the younger ones, you've got the 1975, the live album with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, and that's available actually in three formats. So there's an LP version of it, but also a CD and a dreaded cassette as well. You know, it's pretty difficult to get your hands on a cassette player these days, Terry. So I think some of these may end up languishing in a box somewhere unplayed and unloved, sadly.
Well, my wife's got a cassette player because she uses it for school, because she has stories on cassette that they play in the primary school. So I got her to bring it home one day, and we played, what did I have a cassette of? Jimmy T, it was his last album. It came with a cassette because that was the only option he had. And you know what happened 30 seconds in?
Go for it.
The cassette just popped. Well, not the cassette itself, but the tape. But no, the ones that I certainly this year that I was kind of looking for, again, people sort of a pretty common list of it, was 1975, The Black Keys, which looks good, Live at Beachland Tavern. Mm-hmm. There's a Kasabian one, there's another Motley Crue, 12 inch Helter Skelter, not their best work, I have to say. The Thin Lizzy, obviously, Live and Dangerous, which is going to be quite popular, you think?
Yes, it will be popular, and we've already, I think, spoken about the fantastic 8-CD box set reissue that came a few months ago, and that basically sold out straight away, and it's like hen's teeth trying to get one. I think you'd probably pay about £250 on eBay if you were daft enough to go on there for a copy of it. This album, unfortunately, is probably likely to go the same way, because there were only 1,750 pressed, and we had our order cut way back. So I think the message I would like to send to any Thin Lizzy fan who is planning to come to the shop is get there early, because we've got very few of them, and they will go before the shop has really got properly opened, I think, you know.
Yeah. And the other one was I think, again, you already mentioned it, was the Taylor Swift, who last year she had, she kind of warmed up with a single release, and this year she's going full album, which is the Live at the Pond session. So the Pond is I think it's a recording place owned by the Desners, the guy in the National.
That's correct, yeah.
So it's a live recording of what was her Disney Plus TV show, where she did acoustic versions of her, I think it's Folklore, it's the first of her lockdown.
Yes, that's the one. It's even got a Disney sticker on the front of it, Terry.
It is very good, though. I mean, it's Aaron Desner and Frank.
Bryce, is it?
Yeah, Antonoff, is it not? Anyway,
yeah.
I remember. It's very good, though. So I'm sure that'll be popular. And then, of course, there's the obligatory U2 12-inch as well for me. So,
yeah. And just to dwell on Taylor Swift for a second, it's an expensive record. £60 for a double album. Unfortunately, I don't make these prices up. These are determined by record companies, not by shops. But once again, even though they have pressed an absolute shed load of these things, I found out this morning that we're not going to be offered any more as a top-up order. So what stock we have in there on the day is all that we have, and I suspect it'll be gone by the time that the queue has ended. So basically there'll be a queue there before 9 o'clock, and I think if you're not prepared to get out of your bed, you're not going to get this record as
So it's
longest
pretty
record.
much, it is first come, first serve. So we'll give everybody in the queue a number just to track them, sort of thing. And then as they come in, they ask for whatever. If it's there, it's there. If it's not, it's not.
Yeah, and I will walk down the queue, and I'll let people know whether they're going to get it or not, so that there won't be inconvenience in terms of waiting around for hours to find out whether they've got it or not. So that's the very least we can do if they're going to be standing there in the cold.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I was going through the list, and you know, there is the old, the regular staples of it. I would say there's some interesting bits and pieces. There's Ocean Colour Scene, there's the Cure show, which looks quite interesting. Should be quite popular.
Yeah, picture disc again.
I passed over the Bowie one because I always think it's always a lot of Bowie, and I didn't seem particularly interested in that one. It's,
Yeah, well, we've you know, once again this year we've had a lot of the Bowie releases. The anniversary reissues have continued. We've had Aladdin Sane. There was that reworked version of Hunky Dory come out as well, and we've also had the Moonlight. Moon Age Daydream, isn't it? The three LP soundtrack to the movie, which is like expensive, you know. And this box set of singles, they are early singles, and you know they will be of fairly limited interest to Bowie fans. I think, you know, most people are looking really at the 70s stuff rather than the 60s in terms of things of interest to them.
The ones I'll just again just go through some of the ones which I thought was interesting. I can't go all of these. Was the Paul McCartney one, the Red Rose Speedway, which will be popular, you think?
Yes, yeah, that one, the Elton John "Don't Shoot Me," and one of the Piano Player 2 LP versions. That those will both be very popular. As you say, there are some old reliables on here. Duran Duran's live album, the Carnival Rio one, that'll be popular. Madonna's "American Life." There's a hardcore Madonna fans would expect them to be out on the day, and also the Ramones' "Pleasant Dreams," the New York sessions. I think there'll be
I
a
thought there
fair
was.
chunk of interest in that one as well.
And I was glad to see that they also found more lost tapes from Motorhead as well. We have volume
Seeing
four.
the five lost tapes every year, Terry, I think it'd be fair
So
to say.
I think someone's got like a lockup somewhere. They just go, yeah, there's more there a few years ago. Some interesting ones also I had was Simple Minds, Neapolis, which I think is the first time in vinyl.
That's correct. Yeah, there'll be a
That
lot of interest in that.
must
There's
have been new.
also a Travis live album, The Invisible Band, which is live from Glasgow. So I suspect quite a few of your customers might have actually been at that gig. So I think
Yeah,
there will be
so
a bit of interest in it.
I was interested. I did think about that one because that's they did the show for True North, which was that album live, which actually I have to say was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. And then they did the greatest hits afterwards. There's Echo and the Bunnymen, I thought was good. There's a bunch of Frank Turner albums as well, I think, which is interesting.
Yeah, there's quite a few Franks. Frank Carter and Frank Turner.
Yes, Frank Turner. Sorry, there's a
And
lot of
Frank
Franks.
Black. Yeah,
And the Blur one's interesting, the special collector's edition.
it's got the weirdest artwork, hasn't it? The front cover, it's the obviously, you know, a Japanese illustrator has done the cover work, but you know, perhaps somebody is not that used to drawing European faces, and it's a very stylized look to it, isn't it?
I know it doesn't. It looks like it was almost like a contractual record that you know they've had to release, I guess, or we'll just use this one sort of thing. So, but
Yeah, but it, I mean, it basically is a contractual record, isn't it? Because it's a lot of collected B-sides, really, from the earlier albums. But, you know, there's a lot to enjoy on Blur's B-sides anyway, so I think that would be good. Another album of interest to me, Tricky's Pre-Millennium Tension. That hasn't been out for a very long time indeed. Guitarist on that, Pat McManus out of Mama's Boys, Terry.
Oh, okay, that's quite a good one
Yeah.
then.
Slightly unusual day trip job for him. Van Halen's live right here, right now. Now, two problems with this for me. The first one is the price, which is about 130 quid for a 4 LP version.
Why is it so
And
expensive, you think? I know it's not your price, but I
I
mean.
think because it's probably taken in from the States. Second big problem, Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, no, so you're right, Sammy. It is Sammy Hagar, you're right. I didn't mind this album when it came out first, and I have the album on CD, I think. Yeah, obviously, yeah, there wasn't on vinyl at the time, but and I would have been tempted, but that was an unbelievable price. So,
Yeah.
and there's a lot of that, Dreams on it, and the kind of soft
Oh,
rock band.
the dense kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean,
So,
it's only okay, really, with Van Halen. You want to hear a bit of guitar, don't you? You don't want
I
to.
kind of thought they would have gone with a more, something with, because obviously Eddie Van Halen passed in the last couple of years, something a bit more classic lineup, I guess. Maybe there's contractual issues with that, though.
Yeah, but I mean, they must have recorded quite a few shows, so I don't understand why. We can't have something like that. So, hopefully it will appear in due course. You mentioned the U2 single. I had a close look at this, Terry. I mean, the cover, the artwork and design is really nice. It's a really nice looking cover, a bit of thought put into it. And then I flipped it over to find out it's not actually the original 12-inch single track listing for Two Hearts and Year's Day, is it? It's basically,
No.
or Sunday Bloody Sunday, it's
Something.
basically the B side of it are the Songs of Surrender
Oh, what's,
versions.
we all know, we know we love that. You love that album, Michael. It's SOS for sure. Like, so.
So a lot of those B sides are going to end up unplayed, I kind of figure.
It's funny because they seem to have done a thing that you two over the year with the 12-inch singles. Like, I made a list. I went through on Saturday and pulled out all the ones they'd had over the last few, not just Record Store Day ones, but there was one. I think you told me about this. There was one which was the Blackout, which was, yeah. Now, was it not a Tower Records Dublin version or something?
There was a Tower Records version that was done with Third Man, I think. Was it a colored vinyl one?
Yes. And so I was gonna, I meant to do it yesterday and I forgot, was gonna go and look to see if that was for sale anywhere. But it was, I think it was only Dublin, wasn't it, for sale, and I think.
I think they had it in the States as well, maybe, but I think
Yeah.
Tower Records is the only one.
A bit pricey sort of thing, so.
A couple of things. Police's Every Breath You Take, double pack single. That was really kind of like late 70s, early 80s thing, wasn't it? The double pack 7-inch single.
Yeah, I looked at that, and it's just basically versions of the same song, isn't it? It doesn't look that even that interesting. I mean,
It is. One that's probably escaped the attention of quite a few people is Blitz Vega, which you'll be thinking, who's Blitz Vega? Well,
was
it's.
one of my first thought for sure.
Yeah, it is Johnny Marr and Andy Rourke and the Smiths.
Oh,
And they've got an album coming, and this is the first couple of tracks
that's
from
good.
that. So it's a 12-inch single, Strong Forever, and
Yeah.
that's out on Saturday as well.
I do like, and again, I was going through a lot of the single. I've got them in a separate box, all the Record Store Days 7 inches, and there's some really good ones over the years. In fact, one of my favorite ones actually was last year, which was the Shipping Forecast one, which is just, it comes with the fold out map of all the fishing areas and stuff, which was great. There was a bit of a Biffy one, Modern Love, which was good. But this year, the Tom Grennan one is even signed, isn't it?
It is. That's right. Tom Grennan one is signed. The shipping forecast one. I think a lot of people fall asleep before they hear the end of that, Terry.
It is, but I quite like it. And then there was a one, Edward Snowden one with Jean-Michel Jarre a few years ago. So I had listened to that yesterday as well, which is kind of odd, quite an odd thing. But I'm surprised that no one's kind of done anything with Trump's voice over the years.
I'm sure it'll happen. Sure, it'll happen in due course. Yeah, Ocean Colour Scene's another one that's habitually popular in Aberdeen, so we'll get a lot of people looking for that one.
I like the title of that one. Is it B-sides, C-sides, and free rides, they said. So that was quite good.
We'll have a lot of interest in that. Couple of expensive records, the Nuggets 50th anniversary box set, which is basically kind of garage stuff, isn't it, from the late 60s, very influential. Two LP, sorry, 5 LP set, 180 quid.
Oh.
And the John Lennon one, Give Me Some Truth, the price of that is just out of order completely. So
So.
you've got the same tracks that were on the 4 LP version, which came out probably about 2 years ago. They've repackaged it and put it in a box set of 9 10-inch singles with a price of 410 quid.
Jeez.
So that's heading for whatever, but 45 quid a pop per single.
And do you have any?
Yeah.
Now, I mean, people assign values to whatever they think the value is worth. So I'm not going to say
Yeah.
that that is a
There's
lot.
some Beatles fans just can't help themselves, Terry, I'm afraid. So they're being preyed upon, I'm afraid. Another couple of interesting records. Bert Jansch, he's a fairly regular contributor to Record Store Day, passed away obviously a number of years ago. Toy Balloon and When the Circus Comes to Town. I think Toy Balloon is the first time it's been out on vinyl. So, and I would expect we'll have a few people in looking for that one. And we've also got other regulars like the Dorothy Column, Elvis Presley, The Fall, you name it, Hawkwind.
Oh, yes. I saw there was a Jamiroquai one as well. It's quite, it's a bit of veil. And one of my schoolboy favorites, Howard Jones, the BBC Sessions.
Oh yeah,
Like to get to know you well.
the first time I walked into Virgin Megastore on Oxford Street in London, he was doing a signing in there,
All right.
and he was the first man I ever saw with purple hair.
Oh, well. I like Howard Jones. My best, and we'll be diverse, best signing story was Glasgow HMV. So I was going from Belfast to Aberdeen, and in Glasgow you have to change the stations. So you came out of Central Station, and I was walking up to it to Queen Street Station,
Yep.
and I walked past HMV, and it was all I saw was signing today. And I thought, oh, always like someone sign. Walked in, didn't really pay attention, and you get shuffled down a line, to the signing place. There was nobody there, absolutely nobody there. I got shuffled down in front of this person who I didn't really know who it was, to be honest. And they said, do you want it signed? And I said, yes. And so what's your name? It's Terry. So they signed to Terry from Lenny Kravitz.
All right,
I'm like, oh, okay, I've heard of you now. And so and he just laughed and he goes, yeah, well, didn't get past, but nobody turned up. It was really quiet. I think they got the wrong day or something. So I got this Lenny Kravitz album. So I came to Aberdeen to go offshore with this Lenny Kravitz album, left it at my brother's house, and I've never seen it since.
Oh dear. Was that his first record by any
It
chance?
was his first record, I think.
Yeah, and he was smoking at that time. I mean,
Was good, yeah.
the live sets from around about then were
Yeah.
terrific. Kind of went off the boil a wee bit after that.
I
So
think so.
shame on you for leaving that with somebody else. You should know by
Oh.
now. You should never, ever, ever do that.
Well, I know. And I keep my brother moved house back down to Dorset. So I kind of thought he would have taken it with him, but I think it's long gone. So I don't, yeah, unfortunately. But that would have been a good one.
I would take out a repossession order on that if I were you.
Would have worth it, I say so. But no, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's got a good list of things. And I mean, is there any do's and don'ts for the day you'd recommend for people?
Well, I think for people queuing, just because it's April doesn't mean it's balmy temperatures outside. So I would suggest certainly wrap up warm because you're not going to get the benefit of the sun. You're queuing in front of a 3 or 4 story building, so it will be a bit cool. So do wrap up warm, and don't get too disheartened if you don't get what you want. Best thing is just to
No.
enjoy the day. There'll be a lot of Taylor Swift fans in the queue, so they can. Have a good chat about their hero and
That could be interesting. Yeah, I could. That'd be quite. Yeah, because
it could.
we do communicate quite well with the queue. So, like I said, you said before, but if people are looking for the last copy of Taylor Swift, we'll tell them it's gone, and so they'll have to queue and they can try. There's a couple of our places in Aberdeen, so they can go there if they want, sort of thing. So.
Exactly. First few people in the queue will get a very natty tote bag, which is supplied by one of the sponsors. And we'll also be handing out a few free beers, courtesy of Fierce Brewing.
Yes, so I'll pick those up on Wednesday or Thursday, so we'll have that ready.
Yeah, and we're open at 9 o'clock until 5:30. Anybody who's interested in, not the Record Store Day releases, but coming down for a rummage, we're going to have a cracking selection of pre-loved stuff, which has all been professionally cleaned by Marcus Pro Clean. He'll be doing that over the last couple of weeks, so you can come down, have a rummage through the secondhand stuff, play test records as well. There'll be turntables set up, and you can also do the same on Sunday. between midday and 4 o'clock. So we're not usually open on a Sunday, but we
I
will be.
was thinking about that the other night because I was watching a show on BBC called The Cleaner with Greg Davis. Well, he's a crime scene cleaner, and I was thinking about Marcus watching that film. I thought our program. I thought that quite funny. But well, that'll be good then. So there's plenty of things to they can do and stuff. And then hope. I don't think the weather's too bad on Saturday, but like we
Yeah,
said.
I think the weather's supposed to be pretty good this week, so fingers crossed it's not going to rain. That's the main thing.
So what would you personally, what would you go for if you had the choice of, say, just the one thing you had to buy, what would you do? I
It's
know
got
I
to be
can't agree. I know what that would be, maybe.
Thin Lizzy.
Well, yeah, that's a really stupid question. So not Thin Lizzy, what would you be your second choice?
Ooh, good question. Trying to think. Probably the Susie and the Banshees, Kiss in the Dream House,
Oh,
which
okay.
actually, interestingly, is another record that's sold out at the distributor. So there's not that many have sold out at this point, but that is one of them. So it's a gold and something colored splatter thing, and
Okay.
there'll be a lot of people interested in that. It's a pretty good list for goths because you got Sisters of Mercy and The Cure on there as well. But yeah, Susie for me.
And I saw the Sisters of Mercy last year touring again now. They've got some gigs coming up
They
soon.
are, they're playing in the SWG3 in, is it July? I think it's maybe July,
I remember seeing them in London. I can't remember the place it was now, but I saw them and The Mission. I had a big long black coat at one point.
yeah.
I think it was Army Surplus died. I think it was bought in London, in like Kensington in London. It was like a long, almost full length coat sort of thing. And we would go to the gig in this coat, which was always ridiculous because it was always so hot. And you had this
Yeah.
massive heavy coat on. But you look good though.
They're two bands that really had a moment, didn't they?
Yeah.
I mean, that was in the 80s, mid 80s, probably you saw them, was it, or late 80s?
It would have been. It must have been mid-80s, probably, yeah, I think. Yeah, there's a place up Tottenham Court Road we used to go to, and The Mission and such, both in the same, not the same night, but definitely, yeah. But, yeah, we all go through our phases.
We do. Nothing wrong with a bit of goth. Quite happy listening to the sisters. Okay, well, I think that probably just about wraps up this shorter than usual episode. We only had one topic. We've covered it. We're out of here, Terry.
Should be good. We'll see you soon.
Till the next time.